It has been 40 years since Bob Marley and the Wailers released the album Exodus. Time magazine called it the best album of the 20th century. But it came out just after Marley had survived an assassination attempt in Jamaica amid political violence there before an election. He left for England, and that's where he recorded Exodus. So we gonna walk, all right, through the roads of creation. Bob Marley's son Ziggy Marley is reissuing Exodus this week and joins us now. Ziggy Marley, welcome back to Here and Now.
Yeah, man, good to be back.
And if I'm doing the math correctly, you would have been just 8 years old when this album came out. Do you remember it?
I mean, I remember seeing the album. We were in Jamaica, obviously, so I remember seeing the album and it was so cool. The album artwork and that just the Exodus logo, it was so cool.
Well, we mentioned all the turmoil surrounding this album, the assassination attempt and the violence in Jamaica. Did your dad talk to you about that?
No, man, we experienced it, you know, we were a part of that experience too. Because we were on the night of the incident, the police had to come for us. I remember that vividly. So that whole experience and that time when he left Jamaica, went to Nassau first, the whole family went with him, and then he went to England where Exodus was after that.
How did he talk about his music at that time and what he was trying to do with it?
Well, I don't know how him talk about it, but I can sense that the whole experience had a very spiritual effect on him. I think Exodus reflects both sides of that experience, both the spiritual and the human side. And I think he got more courage. To me, Exodus is a very courageous album, a very forward-thinking album, adventurous album. So that's how I can judge how that experience might have affected everything else after that.
What do you mean when you say it's forward-thinking?
Well, compared to what we think of the genre of reggae to be, Exodus is a very progressive interpretation of that with instrumentation that is not in the norms of reggae. Because when I was doing when I did the raw tracks and started to mix, I heard things that wasn't even in the original that I was like fascinated by because it was so outside of the box of what we think reggae, what should be in reggae. And I was very happy to hear that. And it gave me, like, I was like, well, let me put this in because this wasn't in the original, but I find it to be very cool, you know. So those little elements helped to make the restatement version of the album kind of unique.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of a song off of the new reissue. This is Guiltiness. This is from a live performance at the Rainbow Theatre in London in 1977. So first of all, just listening to that, I have to say, what an incredible and unique voice he had. Just listening to the way that he sings in a way that nobody else does. Even you. And you sound somewhat like him sometimes, but you're not. It's not exactly that.
No, I got my own thing. I got my own style.
You got your own style. Exactly.
But it has a little bit of him, but it's my own thing.
Well, and there were so many issues that were important to him. And, you know, he sang about South African apartheid, imperialism, his Rastafarian religion was a big theme. What do you think he would be singing about today if he were still alive?
Well, today, I think love, you know, kind of like what I'm singing about. Love, there's, you know, love, we need love. The world needs love. The answer is love. The answer is love. And I think I'm in that same place as he would be with that conclusion, and that would be the mission, you know?
Mm-hmm. When you listen back to some of those old songs and those kinds of themes, what do they mean to you?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Why? Them inspire. It's inspirational to me. It's like I feel a movement, you know, like I feel the spirit of revolution. That's how I experience these records. When I, you know, if I'm in my studio and I'm listening to some of these stuff, it gives me great inspiration to go work on my own stuff now. Hmm. You know, so it revs me up, man. It revs up my insides.
Well, let's hear another one. And this is one that everybody knows, and it plays all the time still on the radio. This is Jamming.
All right, we're jamming. I want to jam it with you. We're jamming.
Do you think that when people hear these songs today at a barbecue or on the radio or out at a club, that they remember your dad's political messages, or has that been diluted over time?
Yeah, no, I don't think they remember the political messages. No, no, not everyone, and not in certain type of settings. You know, it reflects differently in a barbecue or an outdoor setting or something like that. It's just a song for enjoy. But sometimes if you're by yourself and you're listening to the same song, your perspective changes, and then you might get the political or spiritual thing from it, you know.
But these songs live on even if you don't pay attention at all to the words that are being spoken,
yeah.
Right? I mean, just the tune.
Yeah, just the vibe of it. And
right.
Then, yeah, it's just the vibe. Yeah, of the whole thing. It's the whole package. My father, the bass, the drums, they were in, because when they went to England during this period of time, it was one of the first times that they were together in one. They rented like an apartment building, and all the musicians were living in the same place. When they were in Jamaica, everybody would go to their separate homes.
Hmm.
So during the Exodus recording was one of the only times the band was really like living together in the same space. And that, you know, that brought Exodus. That was something different and something unique to Exodus.
What's your favorite song from this new re-release?
You know, for me, I the track I like, because when I was mixing, the track I like the most was Natural Mystic.
Hmm.
Because I heard these pianos that wasn't on the original, and I was like, oh, I really love this. It give it a different feel, and then I have Bob harmonizing himself also, which also gives the song a whole different type of vibe, you know, a fresh vibe, you know, something
yeah.
new. So Natural Mystic would be the one from my version of the album.
All right, well, one of my favorites, and we're going to play now, this is Turn Your Lights Down Low.
Turn your lights down low. And pull your window curtains. Oh, let your moon come shining in into our life again. Saying, ooh, it's been a long, long time. I get this message for you, girl. But it seemed I was never on time. Still, I wanna get through to you, girl.
I hate to even turn that down, Ziggy Marley. Just let that play out for
turn
the rest
up.
Of the segment. Yeah, turn it up. Right. Well, so what do you? You now have children of your own. What do you tell them about your dad?
Well, them ask questions sometimes, you know, like, especially Gideon asked me a lot about the assassination attempt, you know, why people's trying to shoot grandma and grandpa and what was going on. So we just tell them the truth, really, you know, and take out the gory details for fit them age, you know. Your grandfather is someone that stood up for certain things and certain people didn't like it, certain people still don't like it, you know, and so them try for earth him, you know. So, yeah, I mean, we keep it simple, but we tell the truth.
That's Ziggy Marley, the son of Bob Marley, speaking with us about Exodus 40. The movement continues. That's a new reissue of his father's 1977 album. Ziggy Marley, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Iman Gujie, thank you, brother. There's a natural mystic blowing through the air. I can't tell no lie. If you listen carefully, now you will hear. Such a natural mystic.
And we're listening to that song Ziggy Marley mentioned, Natural Mystic. It's from his reissue of his father's 1977 album, Exodus. This is Here and Now.